Thank you. I think that the delay is really a method of voter suppression, and I would like us to simply vote to allow the supervisor to do what has already been in planning stages and is agreed upon, and let the supervisor and the IED go ahead with what is, in effect, a referendum. I know that Lydia is proposing yet another layer of referendum, but whether or not people decide to vote by electronic ballot will be exactly the kind of referendum she's proposing. So we don't need to delay in for yet another election. This is as good a time as we're going to get, and under really optimal circumstances, to attempt to experiment with electronic balloting. To
okay.
Cancel, not to vote for these amendments.
Okay, Wesley.
Thank you. I'll try to be brief. My question is the options of voting online, which I am for. I am for including people who use technology. However, for people to ask to be sent a ballot with the candidate statements and everything, how are they supposed to do that? Are they supposed to call your election supervisor? I don't understand. I'm all for people opting out and refusing their materials and doing it online. I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure everyone has, every member has the right to a ballot. Thank you. As well, a description to the candidates. Thank you.
Do you want me to respond to that? This is Terry.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The plan is that everybody will be mailed a paper ballot this time. And on that paper ballot or connected with it will be the instructions for how you can either mail it back in the postage paid envelope or go online and use the same PIN number that's on the ballot to vote online instead.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're at time, so we need to vote. And once again, we have my substitute motion, which gets voted on first. And then if that's accepted, that becomes the motion on the floor that then we vote on a second time to just pass it officially. If my substitute is rejected, then we go to Lydia's motion and vote that up or down. Okay, so Michael, if you're ready to call the roll on my substitute motion, does anyone need it reread?
Point of information.
Yes.
I do.
Point of information. This is Teresa.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, are both of the motions saying we don't want electronic voting?
Well, they don't say we don't want it. They say that what should happen this year is a survey.
All right. So then somebody, if both of these are declined, then someone needs to come up with a motion that says we actually want it, or if these are both declined, we will automatically have electronic voting option.
Well, I mean, that's up to the committee to decide. If these both are declined, then someone could make a motion to extend time so that there could be other motions, or they could just say that, you know, the committee has spoken. It's up to the committee. So let's cross that bridge if we come to it. And
Sasha, with a point of information on that? Or
okay, go ahead, Sasha.
But this committee met a couple of months ago, or 6 weeks ago, really, and voted down electronic voting. So that
by a large margin.
Stands by a 9-1, I think somebody just said.
One
by a very large margin.
Yeah.
And so this committee may not even be in agreement with itself.
Okay.
Speaking of two sides and two disagreements on this question.
Okay. All right.
Can Revelin, I'd like to ask a question. I'm just not clear about something.
Okay.
Terry just spoke to the fact that ballots would be mailed and people would have an option to either mail it back in the paper form or do the electronic. So does either of the amendments or proposal just not deal with that at all? I mean, are we voting against that by supporting either of these other two things?
Well, I can answer that. Either version of the motion would say that it wouldn't happen this year, but that it could happen next year, but that first there should be a survey to see what level of interest there is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
debate
is closed. The only thing that's in order now is if you're really confused about what the two motions say or don't say, you can ask a question.
I'm confused.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Yeah, so please, we're voting on two motions, Michael's substitute motion and Bob Litter's
This is Bob. My substitute and Lydia's original motion, which both are in essence the same concept. There's just minor differences between them.
Okay, and the difference?
The main difference is that Lydia's would ask that the survey be added to the fundraising appeal that's enclosed with the ballot, and mine would have that question about electronic voting be added to the general survey that's being planned as another enclosure with the ballot. And then
not during the election then.
Yes, during the election, enclosed with the paper ballot.
Oh.
Point of information?
Yes, Carolyn.
This question about the ballot, there is a ballot being a survey being prepared by members of the PNB working with the ED to go into the final ballot. I believe Ursula Rudenberg is working on this with the IED. And so I'm suggesting that this...
What's your question? Debate is closed. What is your question?
Well, the question is, I would like to table this until that question can be solved.
Okay, that's not a question. That's
what's already going on.
Okay, that's a motion to table, which takes precedence.
There are bad signs in this discussion.
Excuse me? Who's speaking?
Michael Novick says we're past times of this discussion.
Okay, I hear you, Michael, but a motion to table is always in order. Okay, so...
this is Summer. Can I have a point of information that maybe would address the member's question, at least?
Okay.
Ursula's been meeting with me and the general managers on the management call, and they come under discussion. She's collecting short survey questions from each individual station, and I can coordinate. We discussed putting an appeal on to help cover the cost of elections done in previous elections. I think it should be handled on a regular basis. I think it should be
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, Summer. Can you adjust your phone?
I'm sorry, I have horrible reception. Whether it's a financial appeal to cover the elections or a survey question, yes, Ursula is compiling those questions, so they should be sent to me and to Terry and to Ursula if you want inclusion of something with a ballot informational piece. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. So now we're going to a vote first on the motion to table. And then if you vote yes to table, then that takes this off the table of the committee. We will not vote on it up or down tonight. It'll just be kind of put in limbo.
Bob?
Yes?
It would only take your substitute motion off the table. It would not take the original motion.
I'm sorry. Your phone is very hard to hear. Can you say that again?
It would only your motion off the table, not the original motion, is what he said.
Right.
The motion to table is related to the survey. If the motion to table passes, it only takes your substitute motion off the table and not the original motion.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying
point
that.
Point of information?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to say this, Bob, but it seems to me like the motion to table really does demand an understanding as to if these two motions fail. It seems like we are on a track right now to do electronic voting.
Okay, this is debate. The time has elapsed for debate. Okay,
it seems to me we need to understand.
Okay, no, I'm sorry, you're out of order, Teresa. There is no more time for discussion of opinions.
Yeah,
it's time to vote. Okay, so a yes vote on the motion to table means that my substitute motion is no longer being considered, and a no vote means it will be considered or it will be voted on immediately. Okay, so Michael, can you call the roll on Carolyn's motion to table?
Yes, on the motion to table, Lydia Brazon.
Sorry, no.
Michael Novick, no. Yvonne Altamy. Am I being heard? Yvonne Altamy on the motion to table.
It's Ivan.
Ivan Altamy, sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No. Was that a no vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no vote.
Okay. Thank you. Revel in Gold?
No.
Jane Gatewood, never came back on. Mia Bediaco?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
I'll abstain.
Bob Letterer?
Promotion.
No.
Jesus.
Sasha Futron?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy Rosenberg? And we'll come back to her. Andrea Turner?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Leslie Bethune?
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
No.
Okay, coming back to Tracy Rosenberg. Is Tracy on the line? No,
Tracy may have her mute on.
Well, in any event, the motion of the table is clearly defeated. We'll go on to the motion itself.
I'm sorry, what was the count? Can you just state
one,
the count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no votes, one yes and one abstain.
Okay, thank you. So then go ahead and call the roll on my substitute motion.
Okay, so on Bob's substitute motion to, instead of having the e-ballot, have a question to the membership in the survey about electronic voting. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Myself voting yes. Ivan Altamy?
No.
Revelin Gold?
Abstain.
I'm sorry?
Abstain.
Revelin Gold? Abstain?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jane Gatewood, still not on. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Sasha Futron?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Are we voting on the motion to table?
No, you missed the motion to table, unfortunately. We're voting on Bob's. That motion to table failed. We're voting on Bob's substitute motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't know.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner on the motion to replace the e-voting this time with a ballot?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Teresa Allen?
No.
Leslie Bethune?
Yes.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes, to survey.
Okay. I'm sorry? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes. 1, 2, 3, no's, and 1 abstain. So that makes the motion, that makes that the motion. We have to take another vote on the motion.
Right. Unfortunately, it's one of these weird things about Robert's rules. So we have to do the same vote on the same substance all over again. The same motion to adopt this officially. Right. Well, we could ask, but I have a feeling there may be.
Just move on with the vote.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Go ahead, Michael. Just call the roll again.
On the main motion, substitute Lydia Razon.
Yes.
Myself, yes. Ivan Altamy.
What is your vote for now?
The same motion we just voted on, but now it's to adopt it officially. Before it was merely to substitute it for Lydia's, but now this is to make this our official position as a committee.
My vote remains the same, no.
I'm sorry, is that Ivan saying no?
Yes, Ivan said no.
Okay, Revelin, vote.
Pass.
Okay, Nia, Daniaco?
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn Burden?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Okay, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Sasha Futron?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Wesley Bethune? Yeah, Wesley Bethune on the main motion now is replaced.
Wesley, do you have your mute button on?
Okay, we'll come back to Nancy. Nancy?
Yes. Nancy, yes.
Okay. Coming back to Reverend Gold, who passed?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, and coming back to Leslie Bethune, who we couldn't hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a yes, I'm sorry? Did I hear a yes from Wesley?
Wesley?
Don't doubt.
Yeah, might have dropped off.
But would you please stop shouting?
Okay, I don't think there was a vote for Wesley. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. And
no, 9, because Revelin went from abstain to yes.
I went from pass to
two,
yes.
3. Four, five, six, seven, eight. I have eight.
I have Lydia, Michael, Nia, Bob, Sasha, Andrea, Nancy, and Revelin.
Yeah, Lydia, Michael.
Oh, you're correct.
Revelin. Eight. I have eight yes. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's. And one vote not cast. So it's 8-4 in favor.
Okay, thank you. So the motion is adopted, and time is up on this item, and we now move to the next item, which is the review of the CART rotation schedule.
Bob, is this Summer?
Yes, Summer.
Okay, so someone please send me the text of the finished version of the vote.
I'm sorry, did you say the text of the final motion was adopted? Is that what you said?
Tonight. I appreciate that, okay, and I'm going to have
sure.
to brush things past legal counsel. I still think there are issues in terms of, you know, who makes these decisions and all of that, and also, you know,
Sorry, you're breaking up a bit.
Okay, well, just please send me the text of the motion so I can proceed.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
right.
Guidance, okay? Thank you.
Will do. Thank you. Okay, so now we're on to the review of the CART rotation schedule, and I know that Sasha brought this item, and she also has a motion. So, Sasha, you want to speak to this?
Sure. Do you want me to start by reading the motion or the resolution, or
whichever way you want to?
Okay. Well, I'll start by giving a little background context for this. Some of the stations, such as KPFA, for instance, has, you know, as I understand it, we're going to have 35 candidates if everybody gets qualified. Running, which if you air those carts 30 times each, that's 1,050 airings of candidate carts during the election season. And it's also during, some of us also have a 3-week plus fun drive. It's also fun drive time. And it's also the time of our national elections when, you know, there's special programming for that. And so all of these things really place quite a burden on the station. And also may not be actually appreciated that much by listeners if they are having to listen to a lot of our election carts when they'd really like to hear national and local election, general population election coverage. And it's actually very difficult there in terms of the time slots that are available. It becomes very difficult for the station to kind of work these things in. I'd also like to suggest that for those stations that are in the fall fund drive, that our financial viability is really of the utmost importance right now, and that really the LSB and is there to serve the station and not the station there, to, you know, in terms of our programming, to serve the LSBs. Some of us had a meeting at KPFA about this issue, and Summer attended. She spoke about it earlier in this call, and I hope she'll, you know, still be on to be able to speak about it as well. But Summer came up with a suggestion of having the cards aired 10 times, a minimum of 10 times each, and that would be really the only change. So the motion I have is, whereas the airing of the candidate election cards a minimum of 30 times during the election season is a hardship on some stations, and whereas some stations have as many as 35 candidates running for a total of 1,050 airings of candidate cards, and whereas some stations will be in upwards of a three-week fund drive during the LSB election period, and the financial viability of those questions is of the utmost importance, and whereas coverage of the U.S. national and local elections requires special programming, and whereas it is important not to overtax our station's programming schedules, and whereas the candidate statements are easily accessible in mailed election booklets and online, and whereas the candidate cards can also be easily made available online, and this just changes the number in terms of what we passed a couple of months ago, be it resolved that for this election in total, each candidate shall have his or her card aired a minimum of 10 times in a variety of times of the day and week, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times. So the only change is a number from 30 to 10.
Okay.
Okay. Can I point out, as timekeeper, we only have 12 minutes left until our adjournment.
Okay, thanks. And we had allocated 30 minutes for this, so when we get to the end of the, you know, when we get to 10:15, we can entertain a motion for an extension, see if folks want to talk a little longer. Okay, so I just want to give a little background fact for people to include in their consideration that this committee, reminding you basically, and those listening, that this committee adopted a motion back in July to call for adding a phrase to the 2009 policy. That policy read, in total, each candidate shall have her or his card aired a minimum of 30 times in a variety of times of the day and week, and we propose as a committee to add the phrase, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times. So my interpretation of Sasha's motion is that that wouldn't revoke our earlier motion calling for equal airings in both that morning and afternoon drive times, but what it would change is our earlier acceptance of the 2009 policy calling for 30 times, you know, over the election period. And let me just get a clarification from Terry about what time frame we're talking about, because I know that under the new calendar, ballots are due back on December 11th. So do you have a rough estimate when the first cards might be played around the network, approximately?
Well, only very rough. There is no way that they will start before September 20th. My guess is probably about a week after that.
Okay.
September 27th would be an optimistic guess.
Okay. No, that's fine. I mean, we're not holding you to that. We just want to get a sense of what time frame we're dealing with, because then that would say, you know, roughly September 27th through December 11th, the cards would have to play. So we get a grasp of the number we're dealing with is for a period of about 2.5 months. So over a 2.5 month period, each candidate must be heard on the air, according to the current policy, 30 times in 2.5 months. And under Sasha's motion, it would be reduced to 10. So with that background, the floor is open. Who would like to speak?
Can I just add one piece of information?
Yes, of course.
This is Terry again. The script that we have has an intro or outro to each candidate statement saying that all of the candidate statements are available online to go to the website, with the idea that people will hear them and that the carts are serving primarily a function of prompting people to know there's an election and go online and listen to all of them rather than rely on the over-the-air hearing of them.
Okay. Oh, and let me clarify one other thing. In past elections, we've had panels of five carts at a time that are played, that are this, the supervisor makes sure there's some balance and who's on there. Is that your plan as well?
I've made no plans about that, no.
Okay. All right.
And this is Sasha, if I could add one other point.
Yeah, sure.
The bylaws do not call for the airing of cards, but the bylaws do call for the candidate forums. And I would like to point out that they call for they call for three candidate forums.
Not the bylaws, the 2009.
The 2009. They call for three candidate forums. And if you've got 35 candidates, and I think they also say five candidates per forum, you know, that would be seven forums times three would be 21 hours worth of candidate forums on the air in that time frame as well.
I'm sorry. Thank you for mentioning that. That reminds me of the other motion we passed was to reduce that requirement from three on-air forums, allowing one hour for each five, to one, to at least one.
But for those large stations, or in the case of D.C., where they have to replace all 24 candidates or whatever, you're talking about a heck of a lot of candidates, and you're talking about, again, 7 hours worth of candidate forums being added to the airtime in this same time frame.
Right, unless the board adopts our motion to reduce it to one forum.
Well, with the one forum, if you have 35 candidates running and you put five candidates on in a forum at a time, that leaves you with seven. You have to have seven forums. Seven times five is 35.
Okay, so.
So you would have 7 hours worth of candidate forums airing in this time frame as well, as over 1,000 carts airing. So, and you have special election coverage of U.S. and regional, you know, local elections. And you have fund drives going on. So it's just the timing of it this particular year is just horrendous, and it's put this, you know, incredible strain on things. And so I just wanted to throw that in there as well.
Okay. So who would like to speak on this?
Bob, this is Trevor with a point.
Sure. Go ahead.
Probably someone should be Josh's motion, and
Summer, is there any way to adjust your phone? It's you're really cutting in and out.
Is it better when I'm on speakerphone or not on speakerphone? Is it better now?
Yes.
Slightly, yeah.
Okay, I apologize. I'm on speaker now. So what I was saying is someone should probably second the motion, and I'd like to speak, actually, I guess from the management perspective on this, since I was at that meeting, whenever it's appropriate. It can be after members of the committee or before, whatever.
Okay, well, in committees like this, we don't need seconds, but...
You're not even doing a second, that's good.
Yeah,
okay,
but it's fine. You can go ahead and speak, and then we'll hear from others.
Okay, so I had a meeting on Friday morning with the local election supervisor and Sasha and members of staff and management. And as I sort of said earlier, I think we might not have been on the stream yet, but that having 30 cart rotations per candidate, if you have 30 or 40 candidates, you have national elections and fund drive, and everything gets bumped during fund drive, but we can't afford to bump these because election going on, some compromise needs to be reached just based on the number of minutes that are available front to back end of shows to do any sort of announcement without significantly changing the shows or impacting their viability for affiliates while still actually putting people on the air. I believe in having cart rotation of candidates because I think when you don't do that, it disadvantages people who are not necessarily aligned one way or another. But 10 was the number that I suggested as being a compromise which would still allow people to be heard, obviously not as much, but also allow the stations the flexibility that they needed to still have other types of announcements and deal with the fact that they're in fund drive and that there are national elections going on. So as a compromise solution, it could be adjusted. So that was the where we got to in terms of where management and staff seem to be at on this issue, at least at that station. But I've gotten similar feedback from other stations. And, you know, this is like, what, the fourth election that, you know, I've been around for. So I think a balance does have to be achieved. And it is an issue if you have a lot of candidates to do a lot of stations. So anyway, it could be changed. It could be a compromise number in between. But I was satisfied with this number, and I'm open. You know, obviously they should be on the web, and they are, and people can go listen to them. But I do think we are radio stations. There needs to be candidates do need to be heard on the air. So anyway, it's going to be a practical compromise with the realities that stations are in.
Can I call the question?
Well, no, what?
Thank you.
No, you can't call the question in committee.
We almost died.
That's under Robert's rules. Committees are meant to be deliberative. But we're almost. We have 4 minutes
anyway,
left.
I just wanted to give what the thinking was that went into it. I'm trying to accommodate what I'm hearing as feedback from staff and management on a practical basis of dealing with fund drive and the rest of the schedule. So that's my perspective on it. Okay.
Okay.
And the
thank
other
you.
Thing,
thank
well,
you,
the other motion, if you could send it to me, I want to make sure any of these things that maybe they should be going past the P&B, we have a meeting this week, you know, so please
okay.
send me.
No, we'll I'll definitely do that. Okay, so Wesley, and then I want to call on myself, and then we'll see where we're at. Go ahead, Wesley.
Yes. the airing of the 30-second and minute carts, if you you can put a little jingle, enter a station ID, you know, when you have to do your mandatory station ID, have a little you know, promotion for the elections, you know, and then have the candidate give their little snippet, and you don't interfere with any programming whatsoever. It's and it has a natural rotation. If you do it once every hour, on the hour, then it'll go through however many candidates. If you've got 48, theirs would be played once every 2 days. If you had 24, et cetera, et cetera. And any overages or underages from those things could be would aid so that it would have a different rotation around the clock during this period of card airing. It doesn't need to be an imposition. It can be used, number one, to promote the election. Number two, get the candidate statement out there in a fair way where it's covered completely around the dial during the course of the cart running. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So calling on myself, I agree with the intent and the general direction of Sasha's motion, and I agree with what Wesley just said about the, you know, the usefulness of the carts. I would fall in between and move for a substitute to that all I would support all of Sasha's motion except to change where it says each candidate shall have her or his cart aired a minimum of 10 times in a variety of times of day, et cetera, to change that to 20 times, because I think 10 over a, you know, over a 2.5 month period, that comes out to a very sparse hearing of each candidate's cart. And I think given that people, you know, have different listening patterns throughout the day and throughout the week and over time, that it would be wiser to have a little bit more exposure for each candidate, you know, but granting that 30 is just excessive. So that's my substitute motion. All right, I think we have time for one more speaker, and then we have to go to a vote.
Nancy, please.
Nancy,
Lydia.
Go ahead. And then Lydia, if we have time. Go ahead, Nancy.
Sasha.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Terry is still there. And Terry, I have a question. You said even the carts will be played on the weekends, because we were told by our station, LES, that not on the weekends at KPFT, because it's difficult. And I wanted to know about the other stations that are going to do the same thing. And then I wanted to know, I
we're at time.
Already.
Okay.
Hello?
Thanks, Michael.
Oh.
Go ahead. Finish, Nancy. Nancy.
Okay. About the scheduling of the cards, I know that the candidates will get a copy of the scheduling of the cards, but I still think it's a good idea to have it posted on the local websites. Therefore, everybody, even the programmers, can have, you know, some list there to check, and then it's a kind of a little soft pressure to make sure that they do push the button and play it. And then listeners could even check it for error and call the station LES to help her to him or her to keep it correct, quickly played, because that is the problem at KPFT at the last elections, not playing these cards. I mean, not playing them all the way to the end where you don't even hear the name of the person at the end. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. So
I can respond to that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, KPFT, the issue has been the local advisors decided to try and air the carts when there are paid staff on the board, because there was no enforcement power or ability with unpaid staff, and she felt like she couldn't assure that the carts would actually air if there were unpaid staff running the board, and so she's decided to try and set a schedule which is limited. I do not favor that, but I understand the unique circumstance she's been dealing with, and we're still working that out. The general idea is to try and hit all different time periods, night, middle of the night, morning, day, weekends, everything at all stations. But there are issues at some stations about enforcement. And I do like the idea of having the schedule online. I just don't know if that's feasible yet. I haven't looked into that. We've been busy with the nominations.
Wesley,
okay.
On the stack.
Well, just
so. We do need a motion
to extend. Thank you, Michael.
Time.
I was just about to say that. Okay, so there are at least three people I heard who would like to speak. So would anyone like to move to extend, and for how much time?
This is Lydia. I move to extend by, let's see, what time are we at? Where are we? 13 minutes.
It's 10:15 now, so 15 minutes? Okay. All right, so this is a non-debatable motion, so vote yes if you want the meeting to go on for 15 more minutes. Vote no if you want to end the meeting after we take an immediate – okay, if we end the meeting, we would take an immediate vote on the motion on the floor and then adjourn. Okay, so Michael, please call the roll on extension, 15 minutes.
Lydia?
Unless there's no objection.
Oh, yeah, good point. Thank you. Is there any objection to a 15-minute extension? Okay, hearing none, then let's...
Objection.
Oh, okay, then please call the roll.
Lydia?
Yes.
Myself, yes. Ivan Altene?
No.
Reverend Gold? Reverend Gold to extend time? Don't hear a vote. Mia Bediaco? I'm sorry, Mia, to extend time?
That must be why there was almost no objection.
Yeah, Michael, keep going through the list, and, you know, and then you can come back at the end.
Mia Bediaco? Carolyn Burden?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Sasha Futron?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy Rosenberg, I'm extending the time. Let's get a vote. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes. And I want to be put on the stack.
Okay.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Nancy Sedlin-Arantoni?
Yes, extend.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Why don't you call again the people who didn't respond
okay.
Early?
Reverend Gold? Reverend Gold, I'm extending time. Tracy Rosenberg, I'm extending time.
Yeah, vote yes.
6, 7, 8. Was that a yes from Tracy?
I think it was Nia.
This is Nia. This is Nia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Michael. Yes.
Yes, on extending time, okay.
Yes.
All right, that's 10 to extend and 2 no's and 2 no votes.
Okay, so we're extended for 15 minutes. Now, let me make sure I got the list of who wants to speak. I heard, let's see, Sasha, Wesley, was that Lydia?
Lydia has a minute.
Okay. Teresa. Teresa, and so, anyone else?
Please don't forget we have the same situation of a substitute and then the main motion.
Yes. Right. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Ivan.
Ivan,
I will have to leave the call.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I'll have to leave the call in a few minutes because I'm catching the bus.
Okay.
And, you know,
thank you. Okay. So, again, it's Lydia, Sasha, Wesley, and Teresa. Okay. And then probably that will come close to the time that we need to vote on the two versions of the motion. So, Lydia, go ahead.
No, I think it was Sasha, Wesley, Lydia.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sasha, Wesley, Lydia. Sasha, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to think about this also from the listener's perspective. You know, this is really putting a burden on them in terms of the kinds of things that are going to be, you know, disrupting programming. We've got the fund drive. We've got these forums. We've got, you know, the national and regional elections, which I'm sure they're far more interested in, and so forth. And then I'd also like to ask people how you really make a decision on who to vote for. Well, we're all in factions, so we know who to vote for. But if you can go back to before you were in a faction and you were, you know, a listener member, I think we all really look at our candidate statements in the book. I don't think we rely on the hit or miss manner of whether you hear a candidate or not. I know I'm in this my second term. I've been through two elections, and I've heard my cart on the air exactly one time. So, you know, you really can't rely on hearing somebody's cart to make a decision. And when you're listening to that cart, you're listening to the radio, you may be driving, it's background in the house, you are not sitting there with a pencil and paper writing down the names of somebody, you know, you liked. Yes, I think we're a radio, and I think the cart should be played. And, yes, I think people get a hit on people, you know, in terms of their personality when they hear their voice. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, you know, saying this is a real burden, and it doesn't mean that it has to be limited to 10 for those stations that have fewer candidates, you know, and maybe don't have as much election coverage as some of the larger stations do. I'd also like to say, in terms of playing this on the hour after the station identification break, at KPFA, we do news on the hour in the mornings. We do news on the hour, you know, through the 10 o'clock morning, and we skip at 11 o'clock, and then we're back with news again at noon. So it's not exactly like we can just, you know, play cards after station ID. And we are going to be in Fund Drive, and so are many of the stations. And so I'd really like you to think about this. This is a real burden. You know, people are listening to the radio not to listen to candidate cards. And I'm sure you have all had this, and we have the freedom of expression, and I'm not saying it should be limited, but we have candidates who criticize the station, who criticize particular shows, who can criticize particular personnel, and here we are trying to raise money. For those of us who have those 35 candidates, we're usually the largest stations with the larger budgets, and we're up against trying to raise money so that this network and this foundation can stay viable. And that's got to be first and foremost. Thank you.
Okay. Wesley?
Thank you. Terry, you had mentioned KPFT's election supervisor and her novel approach to having the candidates' discussions. She wants management to be there. She is the moderator, as expressed a couple of nights ago at a meeting. One listener, and then take call-ins. Now, she said, and I quote, to evaluate whether future LSB candidates would be willing to collaborate with management. The word collaborate means different things to different people. But I certainly hope that you step in and do not allow our manager to sit in there, who is a who has his own radio show, to decide whether the to help guide the listeners as to whether they are collaborative or might object to any of the policies or management decisions. So I hope that you put an end to this before it starts. Thank you. Sorry, it's not related to the motion. I just snuck in there.
Okay. And I think Lydia actually spoke already, so let me have Teresa go and then Lydia.
I would like to say that to Terry that I enjoy the cards. I find them very informative and sometimes even entertaining and can be educational for what community radio is all about and what Pacifica is all about. I would not like to have them on KPFT confined to only Monday through Friday, because if you expect us to reach a quorum, I think that throughout the week they should be played, and there should be repercussions for programmers that don't have the sense to play them. And if they miss them one week, they should have to play two the next week, and I think it should be enforced. And if you have actually candidates running for the board that are literally insulting your program director and programmer specifically, I think they should be forbidden to play that on the air. I don't see how that.
We can't do that. that's the listener.
You mean
candidate,
you let a candidate for the board go on air and insult a programmer?
Yeah, that the listener candidates can do that.
And it's already been tested in court.
Well, I hope we've considered the fact that actually there might be agent provocateurs or someone that literally run, because all it takes is 15 people to sign you. Often people that don't even know you will sign a petition to get you on, and then they can insult the station. That doesn't not quite make sense. Anyway, I am for fairly often, if we don't have very many candidates, I hope that they will be played more than 10 times. And I'm sorry Sasha's only heard hers once, because I've heard a fair number of them, and I think they're very educated. That's what we're all about.
Okay, Lydia, and then we're going to vote.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
I'd like to offer a second. You can do two amendments, right?
Right.
Okay, so I would like to offer a compromise between the two, and that is 15 instead of the 10. And that's because everything this year is more limited than in other years. We have less time to campaign. Everything is compressed. So I think I can understand a desire to cut some of these down and the reality of the general elections and so forth, but I think to cut them down more than 50% is unreasonable, and at least it's clean. It's something you can say, okay, we cut them in half. That's like a huge concession here. And so just an even instead of like a two-thirds. So I would say cut them in half. 15 would be my amendment. That's my number.
Okay. Michael, how many minutes are left?
One and a half.
Okay. Carolyn, why don't you speak for about, 45 seconds, because then we have to have three votes.
My feeling about the forms and the cards is that any reduction in them, it's really a form of voter suppression. People are so concerned about the digital divide, and yet they want to cut out the one means that will reach the people who don't have access to computers, and that is our air. So I would really urge you to vote down any motion to cut down even by 10-20% the access. At WVI, we don't do them on the hour. We do them 5 minutes before the hour. Programs end early. They end 4 or 5 minutes before the hour. And that is when the cards get played. And I think that's a fine system.
And the more, the better, I think. Listeners have to hear them someplace. They don't all have computers, it's true.
Okay, so now we need to go to a vote, and I think the way that this type of motion is usually handled when there's three different numbers being offered is that we start with the highest number and go down, and the first, so in other words, there's three proposals on the table, 20 times to play it, 15 times to play it, and 10 times to play it. So we start with 20, and the first one that gets a majority, then that's it, we're done. So if 20 fails, we go on to 15. If that fails, we go on to 10. And, of course, all three could also be rejected as well. But
Point of information?
Yes.
I thought we start with the most recent amendment and work our way back through that way, so it would be 15, 20, 10.
Well, that's usually when there's different types of amendments, but when they're a number that is, you know, directly in kind of there's an order to it as far as one's higher than another. I think that's the usual way it's done. If someone would like to propose a different method, they can do that. But that's what I think is the most logical order.
Well, here. I'd like to propose 15, 20, 10.
All right. Well, okay. Is there any objection to going in that order, 15, 20, 10? Okay, hearing none, then that's the order we'll vote in. So, but again, the first one that reaches a majority, then I would say that's the position of the committee. Okay? So,
can't we just vote? Can't we just vote for 10, 20, or 15?
No, because you have to see if there's a majority for each. There might be, because that way you might have a three-way split where none of them has a majority. So we need to take them as separate votes. But like I said,
okay.
The first one that wins, then we're done. So, okay. So
I'll only pick one.
I'm sorry?
Right?
Repeat, please, Lydia.
Does that mean only pick one?
Well, no, we're taking three separate votes. But less,
okay.
The first one that wins, then we won't take any more votes after that.
Right, okay.
So the first one will be resolved that for this election, in total, each candidate shall have her or his card aired a minimum of 15 times in a variety of times of the day and week, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times. Okay? So, Michael, please call the roll on 15 times.
Lydia? Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Myself? Yes. I believe, left Reverend Gold. Reverend Gold on minimum of 15.
Okay, you can come back to people who
right.
don't
That's
respond, good. By the way.
Mia Bediaco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Sasha Futon?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg, still on? Tracy Rosenberg on reducing to 15. And 15. No. All right. Andrea Turner?
Abstain.
Teresa Allen?
I'll abstain.
Wesley Bethune?
No.
Nancy Sedmar and Naritone?
No.
1, 2, 3 yeses and...
Weren't there a couple of people who didn't respond?
Yes, okay. Reverend Gold? Reverend Gold, is that a yes? On, reducing to 15. Reverend Gold, did you vote? And how do you vote?
Reverend was not here on the last vote.
Yeah, I don't think she's on anymore.
Tracy Rosenberg? Got on. All right. Motion is defeated. 3-3 tie. No. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's the vote count?
Tie vote. Three in favor, three opposed. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions.
Okay. So next we move on to the motion for 20.
Okay.
So, yeah, 20 times.
Lydia on 20. Lydia on 20?
Oh, abstain.
I'm sorry. I can't hear what anybody's saying.
Oh, I said
abstain. She said abstain, Michael.
Abstain? Okay. I will vote yes. Reverend Goldberg is not here. I'm not, even also name not here. Nia? Yeah.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden on 20, minimum of 20.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Abstain. Thank you.
Oh. Abstain?
Abstain.
Okay, Bob Litter on 20?
Yes. Yes.
Sasha Hutton on 20?
No.
Tracy Rosen is still out here. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Leslie Bethune?
No.
Nancy said Ryan Aritomi?
Yes.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 units. 1, 2 no's, and 1, 2 abstain. So that one carries.
Okay, so that's that was a substitute. So now we have to vote on this as the final motion we adopted. Just
as it carries.
Sorry.
If the 30% of the vote was whatever gets the majority, that's all we have to vote on.
Right. I think I misspoke because I forgot that this is a two-step process because of that this is a substitute. So I apologize for confusing people. So we just have to go through this one more time like we did before. Sorry about that.
So is it the same thing exactly?
What was that? Was that a question?
We're voting exactly for the same thing.
Exactly, yeah.
For the
20. Yeah, for the 20 times.
Yeah.
Sorry, yep.
Lydia on 20 is the main motion.
No.
No. Myself, I'll vote yes. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Ellen Burden?
Abstain.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Sasha Futran?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg? Andrea Turner?
Yeah.
Teresa Allen?
This is for 10.
This is for 20.
No, this is for 20. 10 has been eliminated. 20 is now the substitute and final motion.
10 has not been eliminated. If this doesn't pass a second time, it hasn't been eliminated.
That's correct.
We just voted on 20, right?
Oh,
right.
We're voting again.
We're voting again on the identical motion to make this the main motion.
Okay. That vote on the 20 is
right,
substitute. That means everything else
sorry.
Is eliminated.
I'm sorry. I say yes.
I'm sorry. Leslie Bethune?
No.
Nancy Sabine-Aritomi?
Yes.
Okay, again, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. One, two, three no's, and one passes as the main motion.
Okay, that is the motion then. We've adopted it, and we are at time. So the meeting is adjourned, and we'll see you all on October 2nd.
Do I
have to record the roll call on all of these, or just the total?
I don't think there's an obligation to record the names of who voted which way, just the vote number.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Great. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Was it same?
Bob?